And so when because we're at the start of the year, today is the first Sunday of the year. 53 Sundays, we've got 52 more to go after this one. We need to look back at the year that has just come. We need to look back at our lives in gratitude for what the Lord has done for us, but also we need to look forward in confidence of what the Lord is going to do in us and through us. If we look back and reflect at what the Lord has done for us and where he has taken us from, then we're going to have confidence for what he's going to do in our lives in 2023. Amen. So as you can see, the title of my message there is Gratitude and Confianza, which means confidence in Spanish. So that is Spanish there. Is there a reason why it's in Spanish? No, the Lord did not tell me to put it in Spanish. I decided to do it all by myself. Because I just thought it would be nice to put it in Spanish. Is there any spiritual meaning by it being in Spanish? No, there is not. It's just, I just felt it would be, it's quite kind of funny. If we look at the scriptures in Psalms, between Psalm 120 and Psalm 134, these 15 chapters are the chapters that are called the ascents, these 15 chapters, because all the time the people were ascending, going into Jerusalem. So this is perhaps when the children of Israel were in captivity in Babylon, and so they were going to Jerusalem to the temple to worship. And so these scriptures, these 15 chapters are called the ascents, and they are comprised of, four of them were written by David, one was written by Solomon, and the other 10, we don't know who wrote them. Somebody did. But this is what they are. If you look at these scriptures, the first one in Psalm 120, it says, you don't have to turn to it. It says, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him and he answered my prayer. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. O deceitful, deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? How will he increase your punishment? In Psalm 121, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? It says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. In Psalm 122, it says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now here we are standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Psalm 123 is where the person, the author, is crying out for mercy. I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord our God for his mercy, just as his servants keep their eyes on their master. As a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had more than our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. If you read through all these, there are people who are being very deliberate, being very direct with the Lord to say, Lord, this is our problem. Can you please help us? Have mercy on us. It's a cry that they're having. Have mercy on us. The other ones, they're crying out to the Lord. I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. We move on to Psalm 124, verse 1 to 8, and it says, what if the Lord had not been on our side, let all Israel repeat. What if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us? They would have swallowed us up alive in their burning anger. The waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. Yes, the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. You need to understand from this, just from the description here, about this is not just talking about a little thunderstorm. This is talking about raging waters where your car is being swept away. Sometimes life can be like that, where it just seems everything is coming up against us. The waters have risen to such a level and they've gained so much speed that we just cannot hold on. And it says the raging waters of their fury would have overwhelmed our very lives. But it says, praise the Lord who did not let their teeth tear us apart. And so the depiction changes to that of us being ravaged by animals, people coming to get you. We escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap is broken and we are free. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Sometimes it's easy to point to the times of crisis as times when we are very dependent on God. Just like us in that moment. Now, of course, in that moment, you had to cry out to the Lord, oh, help us, we're in trouble. That's not to say you don't cry out to God in times of trouble. But the truth of the matter is, we are completely dependent on God all the time. We need God. We need Jesus in our lives. We need him every day, and we need him for all things. This Psalm 124 imagines what would happen if God did not intervene to help. At the core of this scripture is teaching you and I that you can depend on God, but also you must depend on God if you want to make it safely to the other side. If you want to make 2023 your year, let this be the year that you hold on to the Lord. Let this be the year that you don't compromise when it comes to your faith, when you don't deviate from the plan that God wants for you. Let this be the year that you say, you know what? I know that I've been playing some games with the Lord. I've been going in and out. But this is the year that I am going to plant myself in God. I'm going to plant myself in the house of God. And I'm just going to allow God to be God in my life. That is a decision that you are going to have to take yourself. The psalm encourages us to affirm the difference God makes in your life. If Psalms 1, the first five verses of that scripture says, if the Lord, what if the Lord had not been our side? The if is a small little word, but it comes with big implications. It focuses on what might have happened if not for God. If the Lord had not been our side, we would have been completely destroyed. If the Lord had not been on your side, what would have happened in your life? Can you just take a moment and reflect? And even though you might have a small, little, young life, you're only 10, 15 years old, you're 8 years old, still, in your own understanding, what if the Lord had not been on our side? Had he not provided, if you're a young person, had he not provided a job for my parents, would I be having 3 meals a day? If I was not born or am not living in Western Australia, would the lights continuously be on? Because the reality is that other people, that is not their reality. A child, my child, that were born in Australia compared to my sister's children that were born in Zimbabwe. The difference is just the location. And so guess what? We have to be grateful to say, wow, man, the Lord must love me for me to be born in this country. That at 10, 12 years old, I've got an iPhone. That at, that I've got an iPad. I got an iPhone. I got the iPad. I got the MacBook. I've got the earphones. I got the AirPods. I got the AirPod Pros. I got the Samsung. You got everything. You've got the sneakers. Isn't it a blessing that, look, even me growing up, if my father once brought me these really terrible sneakers, and I felt so embarrassed to wear them because they were no-label sneakers. So even though it might seem I'm having a go at the young people, to be quite honest, when I was young, I still wanted to wear the cool stuff. But there's so many things to be glad about. If the Lord had not been on our side, what would have happened to us? It is repeated twice, and it's for affirmation's purpose, because it's the speaker here. This is David who wrote this psalm. He is getting Israel to repeat to itself to say, if the Lord had not been on our side, then all these things would have happened to us if it wasn't for him. That is affirming the difference that God makes in your life. If he hadn't been on your side, if he hadn't been on my side, it would have been all over. But it's not all over. If I was to recall that we got married on a Saturday, no, we got married on a Thursday, we did all that stuff, and then we had to drive back after our wedding. A day after the reception, I had to drive back with my grandmother, my friend, and Unami's grandmother. We had to drive, we're going to leave her in Francistown in Botswana, and we're going to drive over to Zimbabwe. And as you would have it, I was driving, but probably 20 Ks out of Botswana. I said, I'm tired. Can somebody else drive? And so we gave the car to my uncle. Now, my uncle was driving, and he had a beer bottle in between his legs, drinking and driving. Now, we're just, you know, like sometimes you think, ah, it's going to be okay. The next thing, when I really woke up from consciousness, I was in hospital. My very nice wedding shirt ripped to shreds because they had to cut it open. They thought I was dead. Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, had it not been for the Lord, then, man, who knows? Well, I wouldn't be standing here today, to be perfectly honest. I wouldn't be standing here with children. You know, and of course, Unami would be still mourning. 19 years later, not married and mourning. Now, you wanted to move on. Eh? Of course not. Now, my point in this is that affirm the difference that he makes in your life. This is telling us that if God hadn't come through, then we would be toast. We would be finished. That means completely, not half measures, completely. And sometimes it's good to look back at God's past deliverance and even all those things that might have been in order to give us confidence for the present and hope for the future. Because if God can do it for us back then, surely he can do it for us now, and surely he can do it for us for the next 300 and X number of days. Amen? You have the opportunity at the beginning of the year, this in 2023, there's 53 Sundays. 53 Sundays until we get to the last Sunday of the year, which is sometime in December. Now, let's just assume that because of work and all other things, you only attend 80% of those. So we take away 13 Sundays and say, you're going to attend 40 Sundays. That is, gives you 40 opportunities to hear from the Lord. What is the Lord saying to you? Many things can be spoken about on stage, but you need to go back home and say, Lord, what is the one thing? What is the one thing that you want me to take away, that you want me to do differently in my life as a result of your word? 40 little adjustments you can make. 40 adjustments you can make to your life. And I think big doors hang and swing on small hinges. Not big things, because even the prophet realized that it wasn't in the fire, it wasn't in the storm, it was in the still small voice. That makes a big difference. It is the whisper of God in your life. If you're attentive to what God wants to say to you, he will say, he will whisper something to you, and it will make a big difference in your life. Ray Fowler, when he was explaining this psalm, says that as we affirm the difference God makes in our life, we praise God for his protection and deliverance. They were being attacked by a wild animal. They're giving this picture that, you know, when a wild animal comes, none of us, you know, if a wild, imagine lions are coming for you. You would be calling out on the name of the Lord. Kangaroos, you'd be like, ah, yeah, whatever. But lions, you will be crying out the name of the Lord. But he saved us from that attack. But imagine if it's not, we don't have that experience where we have to deal with wild animals on a regular basis. But there are things in our lives that attack us. And it's God who delivers us and who protects us from that danger. It is not our being smart that we think we can drive our vehicles. And of course, you've got to be a careful driver. But it is the Lord who protects us from all the accidents. It's the Lord who watches over us. Bad things could happen to us, but the Lord is the one who protects and does things for us. He rescues us when we are trapped. It talks here about a bird. He says, we escaped like a bird that was trapped, that was caught up in a hunter's trap. It means that you are to be trapped is to be trapped. If you are trapped, it means somebody has to come and to rescue you from that trap so you can walk free. There are certain sins that hold us back. There are certain addictions where we might feel trapped in. The point of this message of the scripture is that only God can take us out from those traps, whatever we find ourselves in. And so we need to have hope that if God has done things for us in our past and brought us from a very long way, then surely whatever we are dealing with, whatever we are going to face in this coming year, God is going to be there for you. So now we are going to be more confident. It's not that sometimes being trapped is trapped. It's going to take the grace of God to come over your life. We were trapped in sin, all of us. And it took God to send Jesus to free us. In similar circumstances, it's going to take God to come in and to free you and I from those things that are holding us back. Confidence for the present. As we reflect back on what the Lord has done, we get confidence to say, Lord, if you could do it for me in 2022, there were so many times where I was caught up in something, but you made a way for me. You made a way for my family. If you can do it then surely you can do it this year. Verse 8, our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And there's two things here. The sufficiency of our helper, the Lord. It's his character. We bank on his character. The faithfulness of God. That God would say that he would never leave us nor forsake us. This is why in 2023, we need to resolve to get the word of God in us. Then we will know what God is saying to us. Then we will find comfort in these scriptures. But if we don't know the scriptures, we're not going to get the comfort that we need. And it's going to make things very, very difficult for us. So the character of the Lord, it's his name. That name above all any other name. We can rely on that name. Jesus himself said to us that, I go to my Father's house and prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. That the Lord says, I will do this, so we can bank on his word. So we trust in that name. And that is why the scripture says the name of the Lord is a what? Is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are what? And are saved. The name. We run to it. Lord, forgive me. And guess what we get? We get forgiveness. The other thing, who made heaven and earth, is telling us that his credentials. He made heaven and earth. And so if he made heaven and earth, you can have the confidence that surely, Lord, you can supply my needs when I need them. That I don't have to live this life. I don't have to live this year as I've lived other years. You can make a way for me. The credentials that if he made the heavens and the earth, because as Christians, we believe that's what God did. So therefore, we're going to say, God, surely, if you made man, my Lord, you can do amazing things. And so I am not going to look down on God. I'm going to and say, God, you. In fact, remember the time when Jesus was going in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then the soldiers came to collect the Lord, and then Peter cut off the ear of Malchus. You know Malchus in the scripture? Cut the ear off, and the Lord took that ear, boom, put it back. And I often say, Lord, if you can heal, none of us have seen an ear cut off. But maybe if I was to cut my ear off, and then you can see that this ear is bleeding, and he put it back together. If he can do it for Malchus, surely he can do it for you and I. If he can do it for Malchus, and say, Lord, you put an ear together. So what is anything else? What are these small things that I need in my life? So we can trust and have confidence in the name of the Lord. And just as we stand this morning, as we're just about to finish, and if Andrew, you can play a little tune. That is not, because I just want us to pray this prayer together, this scripture. We can all stand. And so I will say something, and then you will all say something. I'll say something, and then you'll all say something. So we're going to give this, we're going to do it once. So I'll say, it says my name there. So if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. Then the church, you guys go in and say, oh, no, no. If and then I say, praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. And then everybody says, the maker of heaven and earth. Let's do that one more time. But this time, it says, Israel, I want you to put whether it's your name in your mind, whether it is your family. So we say, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, come on, let's go. When people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger fled against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, all of us. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And no matter what happens in 2023, this is a scripture that we are going to depend on, that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. You know, there's something else we want to do just this year that I really sense the Lord wanting from all of us, is that when we pray to Him, that we pray very specific prayers. We don't pray these Mickey Mouse prayers, general. These prayers that are just general, and Lord bless the family. No. You are going to pray specific prayers. This is the year, and this is what I sense. The Lord said this to me last night, that we have to be like Bartimaeus. Remember Bartimaeus when he was crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody says, shut up. You know, you're making noise. But he resolved in himself to keep shouting out the name of the Lord, because he recognized that this is the chance that I have. Eventually, the Lord stopped. And when the Lord stopped, he says, bring him over to me. And everybody said, come on over. And what he did is that he threw away the cloak that identified him as a beggar. And I'm sensing the Lord saying that this is the year when we need to throw away any self-imposed or others' imposed identities that are not the identity that we are given by God. You have, but the Lord did not tell Bartimaeus to throw that cloak off. He had to throw it off himself, which tells me that there is something that you're going to have to do. You yourself are going to have to throw off some things and go to the Lord. The interesting thing is that when he got to the Lord, understand that Bartimaeus was blind. So what do you think he would be expecting from the Lord? To be made to see. But the Lord asked him a question. He says, what do you want me to do for you? He didn't say, Lord, just bless me. He said, Lord, I want to see. Be very specific in your prayers this year. When you're asking the Lord for something, There is the three guys. I don't know, I told you about the three guys. Three guys sitting in a room. One guy says, you know, guys, now I've got a problem. My problem is that I drink a lot. I'm a drunkard. So they were confessing their sins to each other. Then the other guy says, you know, thanks very much for sharing that. I have a problem of adultery. I have many affairs. Then the third guy said, my problem is that I have a gossiping problem and I can't wait to get out of here to go and tell everybody. Whatever sin you have, whatever issue you have in your life, be specific. Call that thing out. Because only when you call it out will God intervene. Let's be confident that God will remove the traps in our lives. Don't shortchange yourself by deviating or compromising your faith. What area in your life do you need to put your confidence and trust in God? And be specific. Lord, I need help in this area. I'm struggling with this. Lord, please, I need a job. Be specific with what it is that you want from the Lord so that the Lord can answer you.